Well, studies of voter sentiment after the 2019 election showed trust in politicians in this country was at an all-time low. Now, after 2 years of pandemic restrictions and natural disasters, many voters are feeling even more angry with politics. In the marginal seat of Macquarie, which extends into the Blue Mountains west of Sydney, small business owners who have borne the brunt of fires and lockdowns are feeling forgotten and disillusioned. And it's not just the major parties that have failed to impress them. Isabel Rowe reports.
At a depot in the Blue Mountains, Rod Williams has his head under a bus, getting it right to go for the day.
I've taken the spinner cap off the spinner filter on this K112.
A bus and coach business in a tourist hub would usually enjoy a booming trade. But things started to deteriorate at the end of 2019 when bushfires burned a million hectares of the Blue Mountains.
Called a mega blaze, and it's been burning for weeks on the doorstep of the World Heritage Blue Mountains.
Then came COVID lockdowns and now inflation. Rod Williams feels like he can't catch a break.
At the moment, we're getting what we can get. Work certainly has picked up since COVID, but as lots of other businesses are finding, staffing is a major issue now. We've got issues with bushfire recovery funding, which is including some businesses and not others.
What are you going to do with the ballot box?
At this stage, I'll rip up my ballot paper.
Eddie Wright is one of Rod Williams' drivers. His wife owns a Thai restaurant in the town of Lawson, which employed 4 staff before the pandemic. But what happened during COVID lockdowns has left him disillusioned with government.
I was only able to achieve some JobKeeper payments for one of our young ladies. We are down around 50%.
He doesn't think any political party has his interests at heart.
I've basically voted Labour all my life. My concern at the moment is about the leaning towards the green side of politics with Labour. And I formed the opinion that the Morrison government leans way far too much to the top end of their industries.
Politicians know they're losing voter trust. An Australian National University review of the 2019 election found satisfaction with democracy was at 59%, its lowest level since the constitutional crisis of the 1970s. In the final phase of the campaign, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has tried to bargain with voters.
As we go into this next period, on the other side of this election, I know there are things that are going to have to change with the way I do things.
That message has been met with a smirk by Blue Mountains taxi driver Bjorn Thomason.
Does a leopard change its spot? No, look, you can't believe them. You can't believe them.
He's another business owner feeling a sense of hopelessness.
We've come through COVID here. It's not rich. So many businesses have closed down up here. They've absolutely... You look at the main street of Katoomba. I sit in my taxi sometimes for $80 for 12 hours. And that doesn't even cover expenses. I've always been strong Labour. I'm certainly not Liberal, but I think whatever I do with my vote now, it's going to be wasted.
Labour holds Macquarie by 0.2%, the country's most marginal seat. Those living in one part of the seat, around the Hawkesbury River, northwest of Sydney, tend to vote Liberal. But Blue Mountains voters are more likely to favour Labour, and that's boosted by preferences from the Greens. On the streets of the scenic tourist town Lura, it's not hard to find voters who are unimpressed with their choices on Saturday.
Our local lady, Susan Templeton, has done wondrous things right through her area. So her I totally believe in. But outside of that, you just don't know what to believe or what to trust.
They're not there to look after us. They're there to look after their own needs and stay in power, which goes to both major parties.
They don't answer questions properly. I don't think they're really listening. They're listening to the companies, but not the people.
The Morrison government had promised an integrity commission, but its model didn't have enough backing to pass Parliament. The Prime Minister has also repeatedly called the New South Wales Commission a kangaroo court.
I've seen it come to destroy people's reputations and careers before it's even made a finding.
In response, Labor leader Anthony Albanese has made an integrity commission one of his main policies, promising to set up a body that holds public hearings to investigate politicians.
The New South Wales Anti-Corruption Commission, it has found both Liberal MPs and Labor MPs are guilty of corruption. That's a good thing.
But his policy may not cut through with those who've lost all faith, like bus company owner Rod Williams.
I don't think I can vote Labor just because of that. There's too many other issues that are affecting us locally.
Bus company owner Rod Williams, our reporter there, Isabel Rowe.